Whitney was with the program for a while and obviously was there when you were an assistant, now a head coach. So tell us what this means and why she ended up taking off.
Well, it was one of those things that happens in coaching. And, of course, for all of us left here, it's an extremely bittersweet feeling. You know, Whitney, I don't know that there was a whole lot of jobs she would have left Garden for. You know, she's been here 6 years and felt very much at home in Garden City. But as I said, there was probably not a whole lot of opportunities she'd have left for. But going back to her alma mater and being able to be an assistant coach at Southwestern College was just too much for her to pass up. You know, if she has another home away from home, it would be in Winfield. And so that opportunity presented itself a couple of weeks back, and when the job was offered, she jumped at it. And I think that it's, I call it bittersweet, because here we are left in the office trying to figure out what to do, but at the same time she got an opportunity that is probably in her best professional and personal interest.
What does it mean, the loss that she creates? And we know you're going to hire somebody else, but what did she mean to your program?
Slowly learning all the things that Whitney did, that sort of behind the scenes stuff, and so I'm gonna reluctantly say now I have to figure out how to fill out trip requests and figure out how to get kids admitted and enrolled in school and all of these things. The things that she did were just totally invaluable to the program, and like I said, it's only now that she's been gone for a week that we are even beginning to discover all of those little details that she took care of, so that I and John didn't have to. And in addition to that, she was fabulous with the players. The players loved her. You know, our recruits were set to hear that she wouldn't be here in the fall.